Well, Dylan, thanks for being here with us this afternoon.
Oh, you're welcome. Happy to be here.
We're going to talk a little bit about the city of Knoxville's budget. Obviously, a bunch of budget hearings in the past couple weeks, and you guys have started to narrow down and balance that budget. What are the significant changes, if any, that we can see? What are the highlights of the budget? Anything, spending cuts, spending increases in certain departments, that sort of thing?
Well, what we started with over these last several weeks, staff has been working really hard with council to make sure that we have a true cost of what our staff as well as our operational costs are. So we've been working hard to get those kind of finalized, and we showed those to council last week. Last night's budget meeting was to talk about where we were going to be spending money on projects. So we had about just over $1.07 million. That was partially from geobond money. We had some money from utility franchise fees, and we also had money for local option sales tax that we really had to decide how we were going to spend that. So the discussion last night was about these various projects that are out there on the table and what council priorities and objectives really were. So in prior meetings, the council had said that new housing development is one of the key priorities for the 2014 budget. So they set aside about $350,000 for new housing development. We'll continue to work here in town. There are several potential locations, but one thing we hear from a lot of people is that we need more housing in Knoxville. The council wants to make that a priority. A few other decisions that they made were using some money to add to fund balance. That's been kind of a concern of the city for some time, is that our reserves have been low. So we want to make sure to strategically build up those reserves. And so council decided to put money into reserves. Also, since we issued bonds in 2012, the city's debt limit, there was a chance that it could increase. So council actually took some action so that we weren't increasing any debt levy. So they wanted to maintain that hold and see no increase to property taxes. So council was able to find a few ways to basically ensure that citizens aren't seeing an increase on their tax bill, at least the city's levy. And then some various projects around town that are some smaller projects. The council authorized spending about $200,000 on street repair, about $140,000 to continue working on our sidewalk program, and then about $60,000 they set aside for housing rehabilitation. One issue that we've been dealing with a lot is dilapidated, deteriorated homes, and the city had grants in the past, but now that those grants are no longer here, the city's looking to what are ways that we can get rid of some of these other properties in town, which, you know, are nuisance properties and need to go away. So the council ended up picking, I think, some very good projects. Council, again, their kind of key priorities were housing development, economic development, and they really didn't want to see a property tax increase. And so they made sure that that happened last night. So at this point, we're preparing the budget, getting ready to publish everything for a public hearing, which will be first Monday of March. But then we certainly invite any residents who have concerns or questions about the budget to come. If they haven't participated already, you know, there's never too late a time. Feel free to come speak to city staff, speak to council members. We'd be more than happy to help them understand the budget.
So as of right now, the budget with all these hearings in the past couple weeks has been pretty much balanced now. I know that was the process that you guys were going through, and the hearing's been set for March 4th.
Yes, exactly. City governments can't have unbalanced budgets, so we need to ensure that we had a balanced budget where revenues equal expenditures. And so we've been able to do that, and we've also been able to get some very good projects built into the budget as well.
If they have questions, like you said, they can come here, City Hall, contact you guys via email, that sort of thing. Mm-hmm.
Yep, they can come by anytime. We can help them understand the various operations of the city, help them understand where their tax dollars are going to. One other item which I should mention is that the city manager wanted to really focus on the sewer fund. And so one thing that we'll be doing this year is actually canceling a scheduled increase for the sewer fund, the 5% rate increase, which was scheduled to happen July 1. He wanted to balance the budget without a sewer increase, and at this point, the budget's balanced without that 5% increase. So I'm not going to be seeing an increase on your sewer bill.
Another item just I wanted to mention briefly last night, the new fire chief, Nick Bonstell, was officially sworn in. It was his first city council meeting on the job. He's been here a week now, and I assume things seem to be going well.
Yep, they're going great. Although he moved to town a couple weeks ago and started just last week, he's been working for the city long before. He's been working on some grant applications. He's been meeting people in town. Official start date was last Monday, but he's doing great, getting to know the department very well. He's been out in the public meeting with various organizations. Certainly, if you haven't had a chance to meet the new fire chief, please stop by anytime. He's very personable. He even had his family here last night for the meeting, which was great. Got to meet them as well. So nice family. We sure enjoy our new fire chief and look forward to working with them in the future.
All right. Well, Dylan, thanks for being here with us today.
You're welcome.